So Buddhas can manifest in any form whatsoever, so we have not to be fooled. The only person we know about is us. Do we know, am I a Buddha or not? Maybe we wonder, would I know? The answer is yes, you definitely know. So you know whether you're a Buddha or not. We don't know about others. We cannot say for sure that our closest friend, we're like, no way. Our worst enemy, no. Our mother, even our dog, is not an emanation. We can't say. We do not know. We do not know. The fact that we feel we know them really well, better actually than anybody else, probably better than they even know themselves, does not mean he or she is an ordinary person. Then the most wonderful instruction. What we see is a reflection of our mind. It's emptiness teaching. There's nothing there that isn't coming from the side of the mind. What we see, this person, that person, this person, what we see is a reflection of our mind. It's telling us, what we see is telling us about our mind. And Geshe-la says, an ordinary deluded mind will naturally perceive a world filled with ordinary deluded people. So if your world is full of ordinary deluded people, what's your conclusion? Oh, the world is full of ordinary deluded people. Everything we see is a reflection of our mind. It's telling us we have an ordinary deluded mind. Only when we purify our mind will we be able to see pure holy beings directly. Until then, we cannot know for sure whether or not someone is an emanation. So then we're given a wonderful instruction. Just think, maybe. That's not so hard. Maybe they're an emanation. Maybe my dog is an emanation. Maybe this worm is an emanation. Maybe my mother is an emanation of Aryatara. If we think, Geshe-la says this is a very useful way of thinking, and it's fun. You know, would you like to have a day full of emanations or a day full of annoying people? It's our choice. You know, everything depends. What an object is depends on how an object is viewed. In fact, further in the book, Geshe-la says, we choose how to view ourselves, other people, and our world in whatever way is the most beneficial. So this means with wisdom. By steadfastly maintaining a positive view, we will gradually come to inhabit a positive world and eventually a pure land. So these instructions are so important. It sounds so innocent. Just think, maybe they're a Buddha. But it's going to lead to us abiding in pure society with pure beings in a pure land. So powerful are these instructions. So this is a very useful way of thinking. It's Kadampa view. If we think someone may be an emanation of a Buddha, we will naturally respect him or her and avoid harming them. So such wonderful results come from this way of thinking. From the point of view of the effect it has on our mind, thinking someone may be a Buddha is almost the same as thinking he or she is a Buddha. So try it out. As Geshe-la keeps saying, do some scientific research. Try out the scientific method. See, Take some time, a morning, an afternoon, and say, for the next few hours, everyone I meet, I'm going to think, is maybe an emanation of Buddha. See what happens to your mind. What effect does that have? Since the only person we know for sure is not a Buddha is ourself, through training in this way of thinking, we gradually come to regard everyone else as superior and more precious than ourself. So it's a special technique to help us regard even the most lowly insect, animal, with respect. You know, when Venerable Geshe-la taught, sitting here on the throne, from time to time, perhaps an insect would arrive in his drink, on his cheek. You could see directly his respect for that living being. So moving and inspiring. So we can do this. There's nothing stopping us putting this instruction into practice.